When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat Free was originally released September 25th, 2016.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bells in the Bat Free, episode number 152. I'm your genial host, John Bell. And after all the foolishness of the last few weeks, we can actually have a show, an actual Bells in the Bat Free show. And we actually have some special guests to be interviewed today. Johnny, who have we got?
Will our first guest sign in, please? Mrs. Mary Smith.
My name is Mrs. Snadford P. Quintloop. I have terrible handwriting.
Welcome, welcome. Just stand right there while we introduce our next guest.
Next guest, sign in, please. You're out of chalk, so I'm using a permanent marker.
Welcome, Mr. Marker.
Hello, my name is Professor Randolph Hoff Hoffenhoff.
Hoff Hoffenhoff Hoff?
No, Hoff Hoffenhoff. Take off a hoff.
Maybe I should take off a hoff and a half.
That doesn't make sense.
Things here rarely do. Johnny, tell the folks at home the secret word.
The secret word is banana.
If you say the secret word during our conversation, you split $50.
Banana,
now,
banana, banana.
Mrs. Quintloop, you said the secret word. It's like you knew what it was.
I did know what it was. Where's my money?
Now, how could you possibly have known?
Your announcer just said it.
I was whispering.
And you're standing right here.
It's true. I heard it too.
I whispered really low.
All right, we're going to have to come up with a new secret word. And Johnny, you're going to have to leave the room.
Where's my money?
I'm sorry. We're going to have to disqualify that
one. Well, I never.
Where should I go?
Just go out in the hall, see if that works.
All right. You don't run a very tight ship here.
I may sue.
Let's try this again. Johnny, tell everybody at home the secret word. Johnny? Johnny, tell them this. Hold on just a minute.
I don't know why I came here.
Johnny!
Yes?
Tell them the secret word.
Okay, it's acrobat.
No, wait till I...
Acrobat! Acrobat! Where's my money?
She beat me to it again.
Hold on, we're gonna do this right. Johnny, don't say the word until we close the door and our guests can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'll just get into position and we...
Acrobat!
Acrobat! Beat you to it this time.
Yes, slimy mud hand.
Johnny, we need to use a different... Just a second.
I'm starting to wonder why anybody comes here.
Maybe we should go.
Johnny, we need a new word. They got acrobat.
Oh, so they got 50 bucks?
No, we're not giving them money. They heard you.
Oh, what should we do?
All right, I'll tell you what.
What?
Keep the door open, and I'll take care of this. When I tell you to give us the word, give us the word.
Okay.
Find the closest exit. We may be using it in a minute.
I'm with you, Prof.
All right, let's try this again. Professor Hoffenhoffenhiffen.
Hoffenhoffen.
And Mrs.
Don't even try. It's Quintloop.
Please put your fingers in your ears and go la 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 la.
You're joking.
Don't you have an isolation booth?
No, we don't. This is the best we can do, so please,
what
just...
What a cheap show.
For heaven's sake, just do what I ask.
All right.
La, la,
Johnny, what's
la,
the
la,
secret
la,
word?
La, the secret la, word la, is la, balloon!
La.
So, did you hear that?
Hear what?
That the secret word was balloon!
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 I said it first! You did!
All right. I've had enough of this. We're going to get this right. Johnny, get back to your microphone where you belong.
Okay.
You, Professor Hoffenhiffenhiffen, and you, Mrs. Fruit Loops.
Wait a minute.
Get out of here.
Well, I never...
I mean, go down the hall and go into the ladies' and the men's room.
And how are we supposed to know when you're ready for it?
I'll send somebody for you.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's give them time to... Get down the hall and to the ladies in the men's room, respectively. Can you hear me, Mrs. Quintloopy and Mr. Hoffenhiffen? All right. Johnny, tell the people at home
the secret word.
The secret word is splinter.
Great. Perfect. Thank you.
Should I go get the guests?
No. Arnie? Arnie, are you here?
What's your name, Mr. Bell?
Could you go get the people out of the bathrooms?
Are you sure they're done?
They're not doing anything. What they're going to do, they're going to do on the air.
Did we change formats again or something?
Just go get them.
All right, don't bark at me like you got a splinter in your... What was that? What was that? Is that a fire alarm? Is the place on fire?
No. Just go get the people out of the bathrooms, bring them here, and reset the horn for when they get here. Just give me a second here to take a breath. Hold on, folks. Everything's under control now, and here come our two guests.
Three guests.
Three guests?
There was one guy in the men's room and two ladies in the ladies' room.
Uh-oh. I humbly apologize, Miss...
Fiona Thrale, and I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Well, I...
You'll be hearing from my solicitor.
Oh, I...
And I'll never give this crummy show a good review.
Well, I...
What a shambles. Absolutely ridiculous.
Let's get back to the show now. Let's find out a little bit about our contestants. First, Mrs. Quintloop, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where's Mrs. Quintloop?
She left with that other lady.
I see.
Like I should have done.
So, let's find out about you, Hef.
What did you call me?
Hef. That's short for your last name.
There isn't even a Hef in my last name. It's Hoff.
So I should call you Hoff?
No.
Mr. Hoffenhoff.
Hoffenhoff.
And did you invent that creamer for coffee?
What creamer is that?
Hoffenhoff.
No, I didn't.
Then tell us what it is you do.
I'm a professor of linguistic carpal tunnel topiary at the University of Grok.
Well, that's very interesting.
I'm also a part-time genie.
I'm sorry, a part-time...
Genie. Yeah, I'm a genie.
Wait, you mean a genie like a magical being that lives in a lamp?
Yes, except I don't live in a lamp. I'm only part-time.
So you're a genie?
Yeah. Didn't you notice my light brown hair? That's a genie joke.
So you're saying you can grant wishes?
Oh, here we go. People find out I'm a genie, and right away they want me to start granting wishes.
So you can grant wishes?
No.
Oh, well, I thought...
Just one wish.
One wish?
I'm a part-time genie.
I see.
Pay attention.
All right, so... You could grant me a wish?
Yeah, I could do that.
Right now?
Yeah, just, come on, just say, give me $1 million, or give me a big house, or give me a Porsche. Come on, anything.
Because you're a genie and you're going to grant me this wish.
Yes.
Give me a break.
So be it.
Ouch.
Mr. Cunchpard.
Yes, Mr. Hoffenhoff. I'll call 911. Here they come. Over here. Hi, are you the paramedic?
Oh, yeah, because we're medics, and there are two of us. So we're paramedics.
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing we're not two physicians.
What's that?
That would be a paradox.
Okay. Well, there's Mr. Bell. We think he may have broken something.
Ah, we'll be the judge of that. We're the experts, you know. Mr. Bell, how are you feeling?
I'm just having...
How many fingers am I holding up on this hand?
Six.
Okay, his vision's good. Let's check his reflexes. Mr. Bell, there's an alligator biting your butt.
What?
Reflexes normal. Ooh, I don't like the looks of that.
You mean his arm bit in kind of a weird direction?
Well, I was talking about his face, but that arm looks pretty bad, too. I think it's broken.
Yeah, do tell.
I have to get a piece of wood and some bandages and splinter up.
Congratulations! You said the secret word!
Hello. Bells in the Bat-Free. This is Miss Schmeckelheimer. Miss Sadie Schmeckelheimer.
I need to speak to Mr. Bell, please.
He's not in right now. He broke his arm and is now at Arnie Kunchpart's house recuperating for the night. Can I take a message?
You certainly can. I represent the Groucho Marx estate, and I'm gonna...
Later.
Arnie, I appreciate you letting me stay the night at your place. Since the doctor did tell me it's a good idea, just in case something goes wrong, to have somebody nearby.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, that was all explained in the cutscene.
In the...
Come inside to my humble abode.
Well, Arnie, this is very, very nice.
Thank you.
Why do you have crickets in here?
Oh, they're good luck, you know. The more you have, the more good luck you got.
Well, gee, Why don't you keep them in a terrarium or something instead of just letting them flit all over the place?
These are free-range crickets, Mr. Bell.
Uh-huh.
Just watch where you step, where you sit down, and what you eat.
Okay, this is a very nice living area, Arnie. You going to give me a tour of the rest of the house?
The rest of the house?
I mean, there's more to the house than this one room. Isn't there?
Actually, this is all I need, Mr. Bell. I got my work table over there. I got the kitchen area over here. And over there's my bed.
So this is everything?
Everything.
So where's the bathroom?
Bathroom?
Don't give me that, Arnie. You've got to have a bathroom.
I have a shower in the corner over there.
I see that, but what do I do when I need to,
Need to...
go?
Like, out the door?
I certainly hope not. What would the neighbors think?
If you need to go somewhere, Mr. Bell, I can take you.
No, Arnie, you're missing the point here. I'm talking about normal, daily, biological functions.
Trimming nose hairs?
No.
Earwax removal?
No.
Belly button irrigation?
I don't even know what that is, nor do I want to. I'm talking about number one and number two.
You're always number one with me, Mr. Bell.
I'm talking about the elimination of waste.
Of waste? Like paper?
No.
You mean like...
Don't make me say it.
Oh, I knew what you're talking about!
Thank heavens.
I don't need a bathroom, Mr. Bell.
What do you mean you don't need a bathroom? Everyone needs a bathroom.
I do, Mr. Bell. Thanks to my invention, the Eliminator You Later Undies.
The Eliminator You Later Undies?
That's right.
I'm going to have to sit down for this one.
I put an electronic matrix in all of my underwear with a small power source that when any unbreathing biological material comes in contact with it, it instantly transports it to another location.
So you just go and it automatically gets transported somewhere else?
Now you got it.
Sounds very Star Trek-y to me.
Well, you ever wonder why you never saw a bathroom on the Enterprise?
Listen, Arnie, where does it go?
Where does it go?
When it transports, where does it go?
I don't know.
You don't know where it goes?
Well, it probably goes somewhere on the planet, and since the Earth is 7 cents water, those are really good odds it's gonna fall in an ocean somewhere.
But you don't know.
It could go into a parallel universe! And boy, would they be mad at us now.
Hopefully they won't retaliate.
But the fact remains, hey, it works!
Okay, this is all very well and good for you, Arnie, but, what about when my needs... arise.
Well, you just... Oh, you don't... That's... Oh, uh-huh. Okay, well, tell you what. Why don't you just wear some of my underwear?
No.
Okay, it's okay, Mr. Bell. I wash them regularly.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really...
What month is it now?
Isn't there a gas station on the corner?
Yes.
I'll just go there when I need to go... there.
All right, Mr. Bell, have it your way. In the meantime, it's getting late. I think we should turn in.
That's a capital idea there, Arnie. I see that bed there, but I don't seem to see another bed or couch or anything else here.
Mr. Bell, I have a Murphy bed.
Oh, that's good. Where is it?
It's right over here. You grab this loop and we just pull it right out of the wall. Here we go. And there's the Murphy bed.
Hi, how you doing?
Who are you?
I'm Murphy.
It's his bed.
I thought I was going to...
He rents his bed to visitors, Mr. Bell.
He rents his...
$2 a night.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems reasonable. Here you go. Here's $2.
Thanks. If you need me, I'll be in the backyard.
All right. He went out the window.
Close the window, Mr. Bell. You're letting the bugs out.
All righty.
Good night,
Murph.
Well, Mr. Bell, it's time to hit the hay.
I was going to mention that, Arnie. Why is my bed covered in hay?
Oh, did you want a mattress?
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd use
Hey, Murph! What? Mr. Bell wants the deluxe accommodations.
Only $5.
$5?
Put it in the coffee can.
All right. Thank you. Oh, look, there's a door opening in the ceiling and a mattress falls out.
Good night, Mr. Bell.
Arnie, do you have any sheets or blankets or pillows?
Oh,
Oh, you want the super deluxe
accommodations. I'll take care of this myself. Murph.
What?
Blanket, sheets, pillow.
$10.
$10?
Just put it in the coffee can.
Right, okay. Here. Oh, a door opens on the wall, and out comes the pillow, the sheets, and the blanket. Okay, I guess I'm all set.
Good night, Mr. Bell.
Arnie, do you always sleep with the lights on?
Is that a problem, Mr. Bell?
If you don't mind, I'd really like to have them off.
Okay, if that's what you want. Hey, Murph!
No, wait, never mind, never mind. The lights are fine, the lights are fine. Just never mind, Murph, never mind. False alarm. Good night, Arnie.
Good night, Mr. Bell.
Arnie, my bed seems to be moving.
That's probably just the crickets.
Okay, good night, Arnie.
Good night, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell? Mr. Bell, are you asleep? Mr. Bell!
What?
Are you asleep?
No, Arnie. Why?
I can't sleep, Mr. Bell. I'm all keyed up.
Oh, well, why don't you try, counting sheep.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bell. That usually works out too. Thank you very much, Mr. Bell.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep now.
Okay. Good night.
Three, four.
Arnie, what's going on?
I'm counting sheep, Mr. Bell.
What are those things running around?
They're electronic mechanical sheep. I keep just in case for this situation. Where was I? Guess I'll start again.
Arnie, Arnie, listen to...
Two.
Stop the sheep, Arnie.
All right. I'll think of another way to fall asleep.
All right.
Oh, I know. Sometimes if I lay here and think of new inventions, that helps me fall asleep.
All right, do that, Arnie. Just lay there and think of new inventions, okay?
Okay.
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 Good night.
Good night. Sink. Ooh, a heated butter knife so you can cut through really hard butter easily. Okay. Instant water. Just add powder.
Yeah, you want to keep it down over there, Arnie. I'm trying to
How about a sarong?
What?
You know, ladies like to wear a sarong.
Uh-huh.
Well, if we make one that is always fitting perfectly, it would be the so right sarong.
Go to sleep, Arnie.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Perpetual motion.
What?
Yeah, I just thought of how to do perpetual motion, Mr. Bell. It's pure genius.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear about it?
No, not really.
Okay, first, I have to create an electric generator. An electric generator that runs off electricity.
But...
Then I make two of them.
Uh-huh.
And I get them started and I plug them into each other.
Oh, my.
They'd run forever.
Was they?
Ooh, now I'm really pooped, Mr. Bell. You were right. This is putting me to sleep. So, good night.
But, Arnie, if you have an electric generator that runs off electricity and a generator is making electricity and powering the generator that makes electricity that powers the generator that makes... No, I can't go to sleep. Arnie... I think I'd rather just go home.
Are you sure, Mr. Bell?
Yes. I just need a ride home.
Okay. Hey, Morph!
He ready for his ride home?
Sure is.
About time. I'll bring the car around.
And for the coffee can?
$20.
It's worth it.
Now you know why Morph lives here.
I make a good living.
Well, this is the end.
My name is Murph, and I'm here to say if you visit Arnie, I'm the one you'll pay. I'll rent you a pillow and get rid of your hay. I got a sale on cricket repellent today.
This has been Bells in the Bat-Free, episode 152, copyright 2016 by John Bell Creative, LLC. Special thanks to our special cameo guest from across the ocean,
Fiona Thrale. You can find out all the stuff she does at her website, Thrale, thraille.co.uk. Or you could always ask Murph.
Put your money in the can. Thanks a bunch. I'll make sure you wake up to Cap'n Crunch if you ask how much you can't afford lunch, but I can rent you some styrofoam to munch. A salad, a pin, a drone, a smurf, a vacation in Hawaii so you can surf. A section of the hood you can claim as your turf, whatever you want. Just tell me.
Classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.